Ghosts.
You playing the saw?
A saw. Was it not a saw?
It's a theremin, I think.
Oh.
Oh my god. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
You just listened to the spooky edition of the Propscast theme. I'm Clayton.
I'm Jordy.
This is the Propscast.
Welcome home.
Welcome home.
Yeah, we're
Jordy was miming the... We did the theme song live today for the first time. Because we wanted to really feature it. Because Uncle Dan made us a spooky version of the theme for Halloween.
I love it so much.
I love it so much,
I too. Fucking love it.
Like, I listened to it so many times.
I wasn't even in the mood for Halloween until he wrote that song and sent it to us. I was like, oh my God, now I'm in the mood for Halloween.
It's exactly what I wanted. It was exactly
And I'm pretty sure it's a guy playing a saw. A bendy, a bendy saw.
Jordy was miming it while it was playing
it's not
the organ and...
Some of
Maybe it's the bendy saw. Who Guy, knows?
The bendy saw was a big thing at one point.
Oh, my God. How are you?
Me or the audience?
You. Oh, both.
I'm all right.
Both?
We'll I'm leave. Doing all right, man. Living life. You know?
I wish I'd recorded your...
My saw impression?
Fuck, that was funny.
Well, one day we can do a show, like film it.
Yeah.
Put it on YouTube.
On the YouTubes.
I don't know, though, man. Like... It's one thing to listen to people talk, but is it another thing to watch them
talk? I don't think it's worth
talk?
It. I think there's moments that it's funny visually, you
we
and
We can
I,
get pretty animated.
But I don't think it's worth sitting down and watching us for an hour and 15 minutes.
I know. I mean, I didn't think people would want to hear us talk for an hour and 15
That's
minutes.
True. Maybe we
Boy,
should.
Was I wrong about that.
Maybe we'll do a special.
I think we should.
Okay.
Just to try it out.
Start, call construction, get the set start.
We could do it like really fucking
cool. Is there any room at North Shore Studios?
You know what? We have the... Dude, of course there is.
Fuck. Can we shoot
we'll
in
just,
the away?
We'll just kick fucking Twilight Zone out for a couple days. Be like, listen, vamoose.
Yeah, they're anthology, so they're probably building new sets
exactly.
all the time.
Exactly, they'll be gone.
Dude, beat
we'll,
it.
We'll just go in the middle of fucking stage one.
Jordan Peele, beat it.
Yeah, exactly. Get out of here. I would never say that to him, actually.
No, I would.
To be honest. To be fair.
We would be like Wayne and Garth meeting Aerosmith.
Totally.
Fall down to our knees.
Totally.
What
are we saying?
Guy.
Are we doing emails?
Well, we got one message. This, it might be a first.
Oh.
I don't think we know this person.
Really?
This is from Patrick, a Brazilian camera assistant.
Shut the front door.
Sent me, or sent the Propscast message on the Grinz Instagrams.
That is cool.
He said, of course I don't have it ready to read.
Brazil, man. Where the nuts come from.
Yeah, That's among true. Other things. He says, guys, was listening yesterday to your podcast and laughing so much I almost woke up my wife at midnight. Keep up the good work. Loved it.
Dude,
so
that's
thank
cool,
you.
Man.
Thank you, Patrick.
Guy, we're international now.
We've made it.
Watch out.
Here
we
Watch
come.
Watch out for World. Our live show in Rio de Janeiro.
There's this one episode I was listening to the other day, because sometimes I'll just listen to old episodes just to remember what once
just
was.
Just the good times.
The good old days.
Well, we immediately forget what we say as soon as we say
Dude,
it.
Dude, it's crazy. I was listening to the Smorgasbord one. Fuck me.
I don't remember that one at all.
Dude, it was funny.
Is it?
Okay. I laughed.
I'll take your word for it.
I mean, I'm known to laugh at my own jokes, but I'll do it, you know, in private sometimes.
Nice.
Weird.
Thank you, Patrick.
Yeah,
for that
thanks so much,
message.
Patrick. That's really cool.
Keep in touch. I'm glad you like the show. Do we have any sponsors?
Sponsors?
Have we looked
I
into
thought
this
we had...
Should we... What's this that we're drinking?
Esca.
Esca.
Esca water.
You brought this over last week, but we didn't drink it, and then... I'd never seen it before, and now I see it everywhere.
Hmm.
So thanks for that.
That happens when you buy a car. You notice that?
Yeah. Sure.
You're like, oh my God, there's a Ford Fiesta right there. I never noticed.
I bought the Ford Fiesta because I kept seeing them everywhere.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm like, that's a cool looking car. I drive a Ford Fiesta.
But a new one.
As if anyone cares.
It's nice.
Seen anything lately?
I saw Joker.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, dude. Okay,
I haven't seen it yet. Can you give me a spoiler-free review?
Well,
I'll yay just, or nay?
Oh, yay.
Yeah, that's what I've been
100%
hearing.
Yay. And I feel like, I don't like to choose sides in our current political and, you know, social warfare that happens right now in our society.
Okay, topical.
Like, I feel like, you know, there's the people that are offensive and then there's the people that are offended and, you know, that kind of war that's going on.
Yeah.
Like the people that are like blatantly like who speak their mind on social media. And then there's the people that are like, oh, well, I don't really like that and triggered and all those. I don't like either of them. You know what I mean? Like, I especially don't like people that are offensive and people that are bigots for sure.
Yeah.
But I feel like the Joker caught a lot of flack because, you know, it's a dark movie.
Yeah.
And I feel like people have the opportunity to be like, well, this is a kind of... But I feel like it's a movie, and movies like that have been around for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just a dark take on a specific story.
Hmm.
Joaquin Phoenix is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I've always liked him.
You'll love it.
Yeah.
Have you seen The Master? You ever seen that one?
No, that's on my list. That's a movie that it's one of those movies that everyone was talking about. I never got around to seeing it. I kind of forgot
it's
about
good.
It.
Yeah. It's very sort of.
Would that be a good prep abstract movie to watch?
No, I mean, you can't watch it. It's a different movie. Like, it's kind of about the beginnings of Scientology.
Oh, really?
Not directly, but indirectly, it is the story of, you know, L. Ron Hubbard kind of okay. thing, right? That's the idea behind it. The Master is more of an art film, you know what I mean? It's a bit more depressing. Or believe it or not, it is a bit more depressing than Joker.
Is that P.T. Anderson, The Master?
Yeah, yes, Paul Thomas Anderson. But Joker is like... You're watching it and it's just so well done. It's so well written. It's so well directed. It's so well shot. It's period. And it's just.
It's set in the 80s?
I think it's like 70s.
Oh, okay.
Right? It's just sort of like shitty, like it's Gotham, but it's kind of like shitty New York.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just before the New York cleaned up kind of
garbage fire that was New York.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's that, right? And it's just, oh my God, is it good? It's just so good. I loved every minute of it. I did. And I feel like it deserves accolades and the money that it's making. And it's funny because I was reading this thing about how Jared Leto is choked because
his version of the Joker.
Because Warner Brothers strung him along, apparently.
To do that one?
Well, just to do a standalone Joker movie.
Oh.
And I'm thinking after that came out, I kind of wanted to say, like, if I had Jared Leto on this props cast right now, I'd be like, bro, man, you got nothing on Joaquin Phoenix. Sorry, dude. Like, you don't. I mean, I'm not trying to be a dick, but it's like, you can't compete with that.
Well, I mean, I didn't see Suicide Squad.
Dude, it was terrible.
But it was bad. It's funny because online I saw this, you know, like fan art. They like, photoshopped
their little sketch. Yeah,
they photoshopped Joaquin Phoenix with
Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger.
Yeah, I saw that one.
And then I was like, yeah, but there's been other Jokers.
There has, yeah.
But it's like those seem to be the front runners of people's favorite Jokers. Jared Leto is
and deservedly so.
And it's like, you know what?
Because it was bad.
But a character like that is you can approach that from so many angles and do a different take on it. So
yeah,
I don't know why we need to compare and contrast, to be honest.
Well, I think
when
that happens to you as an actor, you just quietly fucking bow out.
Yeah, I mean, there's
you don't
been
complain about it after.
How many? There's been 6 James Bonds and fucking 13 Doctor Who's and. Sometimes characters like that, they just have their, you know, everyone has a different way of playing it, right?
Yeah, it was just so good, though. Fuck, it was good.
I'm glad. I want to see it real bad.
It's violent.
It's
you
playing
know,
at the it's, park in 70 mil.
It's not a, oh, we should go see it. I'll go see it. I might even want to go see it again.
Oh, let's go.
It's just, you know, it's like, it's just it kind of reignited my love of like fucking well done movies or something. Go yeah. see it in the theater, and for anyone who's out there, yeah. go see it.
Is
in the
it worth it for theater?
And it's a dark movie. Be prepared to be kind of like, "Whoa, shit!" Like that's rough, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, I think people like you're saying the war between not to get too political on our spooky episode.
Yeah, right.
But I was thinking about this even just before you brought up Joker. People between the offended and the offenders, right? Like people want to push buttons and speak out, right? And people they don't want to hear it, right? There's those two sides. Yeah. And there's lots of people in the middle. But movies like that, when you see it and maybe you are offended or maybe it makes you feel a certain way and it might be negative, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe it's pushing some buttons that need to be pushed in your own self, make you rethink how you're viewing the world and
it's your reactions to things,
right? Yeah, that's all movies are. It's a story.
Yeah, it's a story.
And it might have a message.
Like, do you remember Seven? Remember the movie Seven? I rewatched that not too long ago, and there's some shit in that movie that I was like,
"That is a dark
oh my god, yeah,
top to bottom, that is a fucking
like the lust sin thing that I'm not. Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm not going to talk about that online, but it's like, holy fuck, is that ever fucking dark?
That's
like,
the worst
Jesus
one.
Christ,
that haunts me still.
And when I was a kid, I didn't really know what that was. And then I rewatched it. I was like, oh, that's what it is? Oh, my God. Anyways.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Have you seen anything lately?
nothing good. So I wanted to watch Dark Phoenix, the newish X-Men movie with...
What's her noodle there?
Sophie Turner.
Sophie Turner.
Because I like her. I like her on Game of Thrones. I think she's a promising young actress.
Totally.
But then I was like, I haven't seen the other X-Men movie.
So I watched. Which one?
There's three.
Fucking the higher education or what is it called again?
First Class.
First Class, yeah.
Which I think I saw the beginning of that and fell asleep because I remember the beginning.
Yeah.
And then at a certain point, I'm like, okay, I didn't watch the end of this. So I watched that one, and then Days of Future Past, which was okay, and Apocalypse, which is awful.
Right.
And by the time I finished watching those three, I was done. I was like, I don't want to watch another X-Men movie. So I never actually watched Dark Phoenix. I heard it
wasn't that good, though, Dark Phoenix.
It wasn't that
good? It didn't get good reviews, did it?
I don't know.
I don't think it did.
Okay,
but here's my question, though.
So anyway, waste of time.
I don't know if it's First Class or if it's... Days.
Oh, ask me because I just watched him. So I'm
Days of Futures Past, or what is it called? Fuck.
Yeah, Days of Future Past.
The scene where Quicksilver, any scene where Quicksilver comes in and
he's
fucking
good.
Runs around slowly in slow motion, mm-hmm. dude, that's fucking awesome, man.
It's the third one. It's Apocalypse where he pulls everyone out of the mansion while it's exploding.
There's that one, but then there's also the other one. I don't know which one it's in. When he gets Magneto out of the jail.
Yeah, I think that's the second one.
And he's like doing all that shit.
Yeah, that's the second one.
That's good. That's
when
that's
all the guards have them cool cornered stuff. And the water's falling.
Yeah,
the sprinklers are going off. Yes. That was cool,
dude.
Yeah, that was cool.
Quicksilver, I love that guy. What's his name again? It's from American Horror Story.
I don't know the actor's name. Yeah, he's really good, though. I liked him.
He's awesome.
There's some really good actors in those movies, young actors.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, like, you know, it's just one of those movies that didn't come together for me.
What I'm really
But also, you and I have both talked at length about how we don't like superhero movies.
I don't know. Like, I don't like them, but I don't hate them.
Right.
I don't, you know what I mean? I'll watch them.
They're just dominating.
They don't affect me. Like Joker, that affected me. I thought about it for a few days.
Yeah.
And I just thought like, man, that's just so good. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's what I mean about like a good movie, like Whiplash for me. I still think about, that's been 3-4 years since I've
Whiplash,
seen it.
First Man. Fuck, there's so many.
And I still think about it because it affected me. It pushed some buttons.
Exactly.
Right?
It moved you.
Yeah.
As they say.
It moved you.
Right?
It moved you. Like juicy fruit.
We need to do an episode about 80s commercials. Dude, write that shit down, dude.
Oh, that is an 80s commercial.
Juicy fruit.
Like the original.
Yeah.
Like they've reprised that jingle. Remember they did the one in the 90s where the guy's at the ski lodge?
Well, sure, 80s, 90s. Yeah,
and he's like skis playing it on up,
grab a stick of juicy fruit. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right.
Playing it on the acoustic guitar.
And then somebody comes in and smashes it. Dude, but technically Joker is a DC movie.
I know.
And you forget, but then there's this part in it, Not there's to go no, on and on about there's Joker.
No Batman in it, right? It's just Joker. Oh, you don't want to. Oh,
there's no Batman, but there's, because that's what I'm saying. It's like you're watching it. You're like, oh, this. Oh, fuck this shit. Oh my god. And then you're like. Then a part will happen and you're like, oh yeah, right. It's fucking,
it's Gotham.
It's DC. It's Gotham. Yeah. And then there's a tie. There's a tie. I'm not going to spoil it, obviously, but there's really cool tie in. I thought,
okay.
I was like, oh shit. Neat. Fuck. That's that thing that happened that I fucking saw fuck so long ago. Anyway.
Wow.
Not going to spoil it.
It's Jack Nicholson, isn't
but
it?
But I want to.
It's Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson.
He shows up as the other Joker.
No, fucking Dr. Freeze, isn't it? I didn't want to spoil it. Clayton, I didn't want to, but I had to.
Arnie, yeah.
A young Dr. Freeze before he got frozen somehow, believe it or not.
You need to cool off.
And the scene between Arnold Schwarzenegger and Joaquin Phoenix is fucking unbelievable.
I mean, it's two heavy hitting actors that you've always wanted to see on the screen.
Yeah, yeah. There's a young Dr. Freeze. Is that his name? Was it Dr. Freeze?
I don't know.
Or was it the, what was it?
I don't know. Big Freeze, Mr. Freezy.
Huge Freeze.
Huge Freeze.
Medium sized Freeze.
Frostbite, Freezer Burn.
And
these are all,
there's
great.
Also a cameo from Jim Carrey as the Riddler.
These are all great, like, lower level supervillains. Freezer Burn.
It's funny because what we're talking about right now has nothing to do with our topic whatsoever.
Should we get into it?
Probably.
All right. Our topic today.
Yeah. It's Halloween, everybody.
Is ghosts. Ooh. And it's just going to be this for the next half an hour.
Okay, but what? Okay, we can't do this for too long because we could
just
do this
one
for
more.
Are we? No, we're not an athlete. It's like we're the people from fucking Beetlejuice. Alec
okay,
Baldwin and Gina
let's start
Davis.
There. Let's start there because that, okay.
That's what it is though? Is it just ghost movies?
No.
Ghost stories?
No, but you mentioned.
The movie Ghost.
Which I almost watched today because I've never seen that one.
You've never seen Ghost?
Don't get give out me of that. Town. Don't you never
get
seen
out
Ghost.
Of
Dodge.
You've never seen a Patrick Swayze romantic movie?
Okay, no,
speaking
I never saw
of which,
Ghost. Why would I
have? Okay,
before when did that come out? When I was like five. So
I will tell you,
not a 5 year old's movie.
I will tell you all these answers. Just listen to me for 1 second.
Okay.
Before we get right into this topic,
I'm all ears.
I have a future topic that
I'm
we're
putting down
do,
my phone.
Okay?
I'm gonna stare right at you.
It's an episode that's called that's just about Patrick Swayze and Kevin Bacon together. Okay.
Okay.
So hold on to your hats, everybody out there, because that's coming down the pipe.
Okay.
Because I love Patrick Swayze.
And it's called 2 Degrees of Kevin Bacon.
It's called Swayze. Patrick Bacon and Kevin Swayze.
Dude, we have to do it even if it's like a 6 minute episode.
Dude, how could it be a 6 minute episode? That there's so much material there.
I'm writing it down.
There's fucking Roadhouse. Like, dude, come on. Okay, but anyways, ghost movies.
No, hang on. Wait, Patrick Bacon. Kevin Swayze.
If I have a kid and I name him Swayze, is that too too much?
No.
Too much too soon?
Just enough. If
I love that name.
If I have a kid named Bacon then they could be friends.
The problem is people...
Bacon! Swayze! Come on for dinner!
Guys, put down your Tonka trucks and get on in here for hot dogs.
Yay!
Guy, I'm telling you right now, that's going to be a good episode. But anyways, okay, we're getting way fucking sidetracked here.
Okay, ghosts. No. Do you believe in them? Yes or no?
Do I believe in ghosts?
What do you think ghosts are?
I'm open to it. Sure. Oh,
interesting. I didn't think you'd say that.
You thought I would say I don't?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I've never seen a ghost in my life, except for once. But in my whole life.
Hold on. Hit the brakes.
In my whole entire life.
Wait, what?
In my whole life, I've never ever seen a ghost except one time. But I've never actually seen a ghost except for once. But ever have I seen one? Maybe one time.
You could be a politician with that kind of tactics.
Exactly, right?
Did I?
Which.
Have I ever paid my taxes? Yes, all the time,
except for one time. Except for never.
Except for once I didn't do that.
No, but okay, do you believe in ghosts?
You're
a man of science.
I was going to say that exact phrase. I'm a man of science.
But
I believe that there are still a lot of things in this universe that we do not understand, that mm-hmm. are above our level of understanding.
Sure.
That maybe the human brain cannot comprehend. No matter how smart we are, no matter how many biofuels we create, satellites we launch, I don't think there are some things I don't think we'll ever be able to understand. Maybe ghosts are one of them. And just like the ancient Greeks thought the sun was a dude in a chariot riding across the sky.
Apollo.
We think ghosts are dead people coming back, but maybe there's something completely different that we just don't understand.
What's the fucking 21 grams, though? Science can't really explain that.
Or when you die, your body, I don't know. I mean, you do poop yourself when you die.
Yeah, but it's not that. They've obviously took maybe that into consideration.
But maybe they didn't.
Well.
Maybe the people doing that experiment weren't actually doctors.
Well, I think they were. But hey, what do I know?
No, I don't know. I don't know how you explain that. 21 grams.
People weigh, for anyone who doesn't know. There's a movie called 21 grams.
That's what I thought you were talking about. What's that in milligrams? Oh, 21 grams. Yeah. Never mind. It is already a metric. I don't understand weights, okay? Measurements of weight.
Why?
I can't. It's just a thing that my brain is like, I kind of go pounds, but.
Well, we have to, you know what? Because we use both. We use metric and imperial.
Yeah, for anyone outside of Vancouver, Vancouver is the worst for it. Patrick. We use both metric and imperial, and it's really frustrating.
Like day to day. We're so back and forth. We'll say kilometers, aka in Canadian, we say clicks. Don't we?
Yeah, we do.
And then we say pounds, but we don't ever really say kilo, really, unless we're talking about a kilo of pot.
And then I'll say, I'm 5'7" tall. Yeah. And then on my driver's license, it's in centimeters.
Exactly.
And then if someone would be like, how tall are you in centimeters? I'd be like, I don't know.
Exactly, and then even I'll
it's
say...
On, it's on my driver's license.
Somebody says, Jordy, how much do you weigh? I say, fucking 10 stone.
Yeah, 10 stone, mate.
I fucking 10 stone, mate. All right, I fucking got it right.
We have the worst British accents.
Dude, we're like Cockney.
All right then, mate. You ever seen a ghost, have you? Oh, I seen one down at the pub the other day, mate.
I seen the ghost of Guy Fawkes, it was.
Remember the 5th of November, mate. It's coming up. Should we do a Guy Fawkes episode? We'll just talk about V for Vendetta.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, but ghosts, though. Have you ever seen one?
No.
Have you ever seen anything spooky happen?
I don't think so.
Well, and the thing about ghosts is that, you know what's funny, though, is we never... Okay, so for anyone who doesn't know, okay, in Vancouver, there is... So we have a film industry in Vancouver. Everybody... obviously knows that. Most people know that. We shoot at different locations around the city. Some of them are staple locations. Like some of them are places that we all shoot in all the time.
I think I know where you're going with this.
Yeah. And one of the places that we shoot in Vancouver very, very frequently, and you've seen it in many, many a movie.
Like so many.
You
wouldn't believe it.
Most people don't even know, but it'd be almost interesting to do a documentary on this place and show how many movies it has been in, but it's a closed down mental hospital, a psychiatric hospital.
Yeah.
It's called Riverview.
Yeah.
So back in this, when did it open? Like in the 20s?
It was the 20s, maybe even the teens.
Yeah. So like in 19, we'll say
it's very old architecture.
They opened up a mental
institute. It looks like a castle kind of. Yeah.
They opened up a mental institute in the Lower Mainland, and it ran for a long time.
When did it finally close down? The 70s?
80s?
Late 70s?
No, I think it was the 80s, wasn't it?
Maybe. I mean, the grounds it's on, there's a bunch of buildings on the grounds. The main building is closed, and there are still functioning facilities.
There is a few. On the grounds. But it's a big, huge grounds, and what happened is it became, what was the story with it? Why can't they tear it down? Because it's a park now or something?
It's the grounds that it's built on the groundskeeper planted all these trees from across Canada because he wanted the patients to have like
nice.
Yeah, and it is very beautiful. It is, the grounds are really nice beautiful. Spot, it's kind of rolling hills and all sorts of trees. So it is designated a national park. So the building is a historic site.
Yeah.
So even though it's in total disrepair.
It's in it's totally dilapidated. But they let us shoot movies in there like all the time. And it's not just mental hospital scenes. Like we do so much stuff in there.
We do so much stuff. We were allowed to build sets and part of it.
Right inside it.
It's got really unique hallways and windows and stuff. I mean, we shot in there for High Castle. Inside and
Deadpool.
Outside. Deadpool.
Fuck everything. X-Files.
Oh, man.
All of it.
I just told this story the other day. I turned 32 in the basement of Riverview by myself cleaning out a morgue set on X-Files.
What a time to be alive.
Just wiping blood off a fucking medical tray. And it was like, I looked at my clock and I'm like, oh, it's midnight. I'm 32.
But for those of us in the film industry, we go there all the time. We're used to it. You know what I mean? But for anybody who doesn't know, it is a scary place.
And it's notoriously haunted.
A lot of people firmly believe that it is very, very haunted because there was some atrocities. And when I say some atrocities, I mean a lot of atrocities that happened there.
Electroshock therapy and lobotomies and all of that.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg, bro.
All that stuff.
Yeah, like there was some bad shit that happened. Yeah. This is maybe a bad episode.
It's dark.
Dark episode.
Well, it's a spooky place. And the people who have worked there, like there's people that work for Riverview as liaisons for filming. Yeah. They all claim that they've seen ghosts.
Yeah. Like not even
and they're not weirdos.
It's like full on haunts.
They're like, oh yeah, I know that. Like there's like this ghost and that ghost and they're in this part.
Yeah.
Yeah. And man, it is creepy to go in there at night.
It is terrifying. Like, I mean, if there's any place that you're going to be scared of to be by, like imagine walking through the hallways of the Crease Clinic at night.
I have.
By your whole lonesome self.
Yeah.
Nobody around.
So you know,
no lights on.
No, yeah, because we were shooting. You know how the hallways are like sectioned off.
Yeah,
like you do. Like there's like a little switchback.
Yeah,
like
the little fucking turny fucking.
Yeah,
spot.
It's like a security measure.
Yeah.
So we were shooting in one stretch of hallway, and we had all our stash in the next one over.
Yeah.
And there were no lights there, and I had to go get something. So I went. When you go around through that switchback, even though it's open. The sound disappears.
Yeah, fair enough.
Oh, it's fucking terrifying. You just suddenly...
Did you get the willies in the back
of your
neck?
I did. I totally got the willies, man.
You're like that. You're like fucking... What was his name? Will Byers.
Yeah, that was it. There was an extreme close-up of the back of my neck and the hairs stood up. Like, and then I was like, it's here.
Man, okay. Imagine being...
I'm just going to do that every once in a while.
Imagine being... Okay, but there was still a crew there. Like you were still on walkie though.
Yeah.
Like you had a contact.
Oh yeah, but it didn't take long for me to be like, I'm out of here.
Imagine being there though, by yourself. What's the very top one? Because there's one that's at the very north, the building, sorry. What's the very northeast
building?
Yeah,
I know the one. It's got like wood paneling inside.
And it's fucking, it's deemed like you can't go in there.
We went in there. You can shoot there. It's just really rare.
Right, because it's in the worst shape, that one. Like it
maybe we're maybe thinking of two different buildings. There's like 20 buildings.
Yeah, there's one that's on the very top section. I don't know. I don't know if it's the very tippy top of the whole property, but it's on the... I don't know. And it's just... It's fucking looks like it's from World War II. Like it's completely fucked. Like it'd be dangerous to go in there. Yeah. Definitely dangerous to shoot in there.
There's all those houses on there too.
I know.
Have you seen those? Like they're like, I guess where the doctors used to live.
Sure.
And they're all overgrown with ivy and stuff. Like that's creepy. It's like a whole neighborhood.
We're
like,
so used to it though. You go down the
street and there's like street lamps and like lawns and they're all like, they're just, no one lives there. No one takes care of them. They're just,
I know. It's like, just, what is it? It's a national park and they can't tear the buildings down.
They can't
down.
Do anything with
it. It's basically become a place to shoot.
It's
really is what it is.
Yeah, it's basically a backlot.
That's all that happens there, isn't there?
A spooky backlot.
It is the spookiest.
Yeah, there's nothing else that happens there. But buses still go through it. That's the weirdest part. When you're there and you're like, a bus goes by and you're like, what the fuck is that doing here? Where's that like, going?
I know.
Ghost bus.
Dude, Ghost bus. That's Have you ever seen it?
That's the new movie.
Have you ever seen the movie Ghost Ship?
I've never seen it, but I know it.
Dude, the opening scene.
Do you want to talk about ghost movies?
Yes.
Okay.
Now we're getting into the ghost movie section of this broadcast.
Ghost Ship, go. It's on my list.
Well, I saw it when it came out.
Half these movies.
Oh, it has a scene in the beginning where, like, dude, it has a scene at the beginning where all these people are on this cruise ship, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they're dancing like it's a, you know, like a party.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember what the exact gag is, but there's some sort of wire that is in it, or like it's like a long
string
of lights or some sort of boat wire. And it somehow ends up, it somehow ends up decapitating the whole crowd of people.
Right.
Because it gets like slices across the dance floor. Yeah, just it's crazy opening scene.
Hmm.
I saw it so long ago that I could barely remember. But yeah.
What's your favorite ghost movie?
My favorite?
What defines a ghost movie? Any movie that features a ghost?
Well, this is when I started doing the research.
Yeah.
I was started going, "Oh fuck, like that is a ghost movie. That is a, you know, cuz it doesn't have to necessarily be scary."
Yeah.
I would say Ghost Dad, but the whole Bill Cosby thing we've
touched upon that before.
Okay, my favorite ghost movie, though, by far.
Yeah.
Coco.
Oh, yeah. I didn't put that on my list. I still haven't seen that.
Are you fucking serious?
You talked about that in like one of the first movies or the first episodes that we did.
It is so good.
Yeah, I've heard.
Come on.
Is that Pixar?
Yeah.
So it's, of course it's good.
Guy, come on.
What's the premise of that?
It's about a boy who...
His dad dies or his uncle dies?
Yeah. His dad did die, but he accidentally gets sent to the ghost world.
Okay.
But he's not dead. And then he sees this guy who he thinks is his dad.
Oh.
This singer.
Yeah.
But, well, you have to watch it. I don't want to spoil it.
Maybe I'll watch it tonight.
But it's just so fucking good. Anyway.
I thought my list was way longer than this.
Yeah, so did I.
Well, here's a question. Harry Potter features ghosts. There's ghosts that live in the castle.
That's true.
In Hogwarts.
There is a lot of ghosts.
Would you consider those movies ghost movies?
Well,
not really, right?
No,
like,
because
there's ghosts in them.
Yeah, but Harry Potter
is about ghosts.
Harry Potter's about magic more.
Yeah, I guess so.
Right?
It's what's this? John Cleese, Headless Nick. He's
he's
the main ghost. He's holding like in charge of the ghosts.
Holding his own head.
Yeah.
That's what headless ghosts do.
Oh,
why can't they just be headless?
Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah.
Did you see that
good
one?
That was a good movie.
That was a good one.
I love that
Do you
movie.
Remember the cartoon
no.
of that?
Oh.
The Headless Horseman.
Yes.
That's what it's based on.
With a pumpkin head.
Yeah. That's a scary cartoon.
Right, yeah, dude.
It used to come on TV.
Like it was Disney, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Was Donald Duck in it? Or am I tripping balls right now?
Fuck, I don't know. It could be.
I don't think he was.
Could be.
But now that you say it, I remember it.
And the pumpkin's like on fire and he throws
it. Yeah.
And that's his head.
And then it comes back to him. It's like a boomerang.
Yeah. It's like a boomerang, mate. Well, but the Sleepy Hollow, that was was that Tim Burton?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Of course. It was Johnny Depp as the horseman. No, he was the Dr. Ichabod Crane.
Yeah.
Wasn't he?
Oh, Christina Ricci.
Adam's Family. Has she ever been in a non-ghost movie? That's the real question.
No. Adam's Family. Were there ghosts in that? Or they were just creepy people?
Right? No, there was ghosts, dude. Of course. What about Casper? The friendly ghost.
I saw that in the theater, bro.
Kid.
Featuring Devon Sawa, who went to my high school.
Dude, Devon Sawa is a fucking local hero.
Mm-hmm. Burnaby Boy.
Guy, okay, I'm going to throw one down.
Yeah.
Okay. One of the best ghost movies of all time.
Okay.
The Sixth Sense.
Yeah, I got that on my list.
Oh, bro.
Because you don't know it's a ghost movie till the end.
Guy, when you find out, though, did you
yeah.
Come on.
One of the greatest reveals in cinematic history.
The twist.
Don't you think?
Yes.
Like when you think of movie twists, that's the first one that pops into your head.
Here's the thing about me, I'm going to tell you right
bigger
now.
Bigger than Luke, I am your father.
Way bigger. Dude, right? Everybody knew it was his father, didn't
that
he?
Took I don't the, really that... know.
Is he his father? Is he actually his father?
Yeah.
And what happened again? Like, why did he not?
You saw the reboots. You saw the prequels. You know.
Oh, man. I saw them completely out of order, though. All I can remember from the reboot or the reboots is Hayden Christensen's little braid tail. Yeah, that's all I remember.
His elongated rat tail.
Yeah. Like if you said, hey, what was your favorite part about the Star Wars movies? I would say that.
Right, his hair.
Out of all of them.
So Hayden Christensen impregnates Natalie Portman.
Okay.
And then he turns
evil. Oh, that's his mom.
And he battles Ewan McGregor on some lava. Because why not?
Was it just a carpet or was it actual lava?
No, it was actual lava. Oh, it wasn't like the kids' game.
Oh, okay.
They weren't like jumping around on couches.
Coasters?
Although they probably were on set.
Did they have coasters though?
Yeah.
To step on?
George Lucas is like, okay, the floor is lava. And then Natalie Portman gives birth to twins.
What?
Because Luke and Leia are brother and sister, and then they separate them.
Oh.
She goes, he can't ever find these kids because he's evil, and the kids have the Force. So I don't want them. So I'm going to. So she sends them away, and then something happens to her. I don't know. Fuck. Right in but if wait, I got
didn't
that
Luke
wrong.
And Leia fucking have sex?
No, she kisses him what? In the first one for good luck.
I thought they were together.
No.
Who was that then?
Solo and Leia. Han Solo.
Oh, okay.
And then they have a kid who's Adam Driver.
Qui-Gon Jinn.
No, Adam Driver in the
yeah. What's his name? Sure.
Darth Goofus.
What was his name?
I don't remember.
Come on.
Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren. Are you sure it wasn't Qui-Gon Jinn?
Qui-Gon Jinn was that guy Liam then? Neeson.
He's from Ninja Turtles.
Liam Neeson. Splinter.
Fuck, dude.
No, Liam Neeson. He trained Ewan McGregor, who plays Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Okay, but here's the thing. We're way off topic.
We're way Sixth off Sense. Topic. I'm sorry.
Okay, but here's the thing, though. Are we off topic? Because Ben Yoda. Kenobi and Yoda.
He's a ghost. Oh! We brought it back. Star Wars, a ghost movie.
A ghost movie, man. It's a Halloween movie.
It's a space ghost movie.
Because, okay, correct me if I'm wrong, but was Ben Kenobi, a.k.a. Geordi Dobie Wan Kenobi?
Yeah.
Was he not a ghost?
Yeah, at the end.
But he dies, though.
He dies in the first one, and then...
How did he die?
Darth Vader lightsaber.
But he just disappeared, though.
Because that's what Jedis do when they die. They vanish.
See, I feel like there's more to that.
Because Yoda did. Because Yoda did the same. When Yoda dies in Empire,
but were they even there at all?
Were they? Did he die? No, Yoda dies in Jedi.
But Clayton, were they there at all?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Think about it, man. There were ghosts the whole time.
They were ghosts. They were sixth sensing us the whole time.
Exactly.
George Lucas is the original M. Night Shyamalan.
Dude, Dr. Malcolm Crowe. Are you seeing the?
Dr. Malcolm Crowe, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Exactly.
Obi-Wan Kronobi.
Exactly.
We are, fuck man, conspiracy theorists all the way.
Did you not know that M. Night Shyamalan played the role of Wicket the Ewok in Return of the Jedi as a kid? We're tying this all together, man. I'm telling you right now.
Here we are. We're the truthers. We're going to get down to the truth about ghosts.
Guy, The Sixth Sense was so fucking good. Okay. Let's move on.
Okay. Yeah, let's move on.
Give me another one.
Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice. Okay. Can I just say?
Probably the best performance of Michael Keaton's
by
life.
Far. Dude,
like,
Michael
Keaton. He was so good in Birdman, but dude.
So good.
He will always be Beetlejuice.
Guy, he was so fucking good. In Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
He's a good actor. Remember we talked about this once before.
Yeah, we talked about it with Pete.
Why did he go away? Why? What the fuck was Hollywood thinking there?
Did he go through rehab or something?
No, I don't think so.
Did he take time off to be a family man?
I don't think so. I think he just dissipated.
He was just like, whatever.
Well, I just think that people weren't hiring him for a while. And then they were like, oh, wait, shit, we need Michael Keaton back. Why did we even let him go to begin with? What the fuck were we thinking? And who did we hire in his place?
I was just trying to think. I'm like, who was big in the early
James
90s?
Vanderbeek? Yeah. They're like, yeah, let's get rid of Michael Keaton and we'll have Freddie Prinze. And we'll go through this whole awkward fucking 2000s phase of horse shit. Because that's what it did. Do you remember? Dude.
Keaton, come back.
Hollywood really shit the bed.
In the early 2000s?
Yes.
Yeah, guy.
Guy, there was some fucking shitty movies, man. Rollerball? A lot of them were done here.
Yeah, but then you had your American Beauties and your Almost Famouses. And
yeah, okay.
There were some gems in there.
Yeah, Almost Famous.
Maybe sometimes you need to go through a shitty period so you can so that you can find the diamonds in the rough.
Okay, but Beetlejuice. For its time. Groundbreaking movie.
Totally.
Guy, okay.
Another Tim Burton. Yeah.
Gina Davis, who also, where the fuck did she go? She was great.
Yeah.
She was huge.
Enormous.
League of Their Own.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Thelma and Louise.
Beetlejuice. Thelma. Like, dude, come on. She was comedy. She was
everything. She had it all. She was
great. And then what? What was that fucking movie that her and fucking About the Pirates. What was that called?
About the Pirates.
Do you remember?
No.
Okay, Guy, I'm telling you right now. It was 80s? One of the biggest 90s? Flops. I got to look it up right now. It was 90s.
Not Hook.
Not Hook. No, it wasn't Hook. It was called fucking... Okay, what is
other people in Beetlejuice? Catherine O'Hara. Alec Baldwin. Christina Ricci.
Winona fucking Ryder. Oh, so no,
Winona fucking Ryder.
Hello.
I thought it was Christina
Ricci. Christina Ricci. Come on.
Winona Ryder, yeah.
Dude, if there was a ghost movie in the 90s.
The guy that played the principal in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
What was his name again? I don't remember. My life. Oh, dude, it's fucking...
Dude, that movie is so good. The stop motion animation mixed with like the scene where when the Harry Belafonte song comes on and they're eating dinner and they have the shrimp cocktails, which turn into hands.
Oh, yeah. What's the song again?
That was Deo.
Oh, yeah, Deo.
Cabbage and I were just talking about this.
Me said that.
And they're making them dance.
Daylight, come on, me one go.
That scene is so good.
Okay,
Catherine O'Hara.
This movie, took me a minute to find it.
Okay.
I don't even know if you remember it.
But
It fucking ruined these two people's careers. It was called Cutthroat Island.
Oh, I do remember.
Matthew Modine and Gina Davis.
Who we worked with.
We did. And he was nice.
He was super nice.
He was awesome.
And that was right after he finished shooting Stranger Things because it hadn't come out yet.
I don't even remember.
And
like,
it came out like right after we worked with him. And
I should have said to him, I should have been like, oh my God, Matthew Modine from Cutthroat Island. He would have been like, yeah. Dude, okay. Rennie Harlan. Dude, this movie at the time, it was considered one of the biggest bombs.
Do we need to do a Pirates movie episode?
Yes.
Okay.
And we need to do. A fucking
I'm sure the
worst
audience,
movies of all time.
I'm sure the audience loves listening to us plan future episodes while we're doing. Let's do an episode where
Okay, and for anyone out there who's listening right now, if you guys have ideas for a fucking thing, send it to us.
Yeah.
We have a lot.
Yeah, we have lots of it. We do,
but we want to know what you guys want to hear. Don't be scared.
I'm just quickly writing down some pirate movies. Including Cutthroat Island.
Okay, fuck, Beetlejuice was good. Okay, I got another one.
Yeah, go.
The Shining.
Yeah, okay, I wanted to bring this one up.
Good.
Because I was like, are they ghosts?
Well.
Or are they just figments of his imagination? And is that possibly your answer to that question?
Well.
When you see something you think you saw, is that
those little kids?
Yeah.
The little girls? The kid. Iconic.
The boy sees the two little girls.
Yeah, so is it a figment of his imagination?
Right. Does Shelley Duvall ever see any of the ghosts?
Yeah, she does. That she old
into,
lady.
Yeah, she looks into the room when she's looking for Jack, right?
Yeah.
She's looking for her husband.
But remember that part when he like sees the beautiful naked woman in the bathtub and then he like goes to like embrace her and he looks in the reflection. It's like that decrepit fucking
like a corpse.
Oh my God,
wow, that's so creepy.
When I was a kid, man.
Oh, and the bartender's a ghost.
That's what I'm saying. Lloyd the bartender, right?
Yeah.
He, fucking great actor, that guy. But what a great scene.
Yeah.
When you look, the people have really gone down the rabbit hole with that movie.
Yeah.
I mean, they've really gone down.
If anyone's seen The Shining and hasn't seen Room 237, the documentary on the...
Right.
You got to watch that documentary. I think it's the one of the coolest documentaries I've ever seen. It's just so weird, like some people's ideas of what that movie's about and how they shot it and
everything surrounding that movie is.
It's so weird.
Yeah,
it's
got some shit there.
Yeah,
Kubrick himself
and him. He's kind of battling Stephen King at the same time. I thought that was really interesting.
It's weird though to me how how old is Stephen King right now?
He's got to be in his 70s, maybe his 80s.
But he doesn't look it, does he?
I just read The Stand, and that was published over 40 years ago.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when did he start writing? When he was fucking 10?
And the picture on the back of the book, it looks like he's 20.
It's weird. Yeah.
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah.
It's appropriate.
Is he the greatest novelist of our generation? Probably.
Well... Of our generation?
Or is it fucking...
You know the best-selling author of all time?
Danielle Steele?
Close. Agatha Christie.
Oh. Really? More than Stephen King?
Yeah, way more. Stephen King is way low on the list.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
It's Agatha Christie and Shakespeare are tied.
Oh, we're talking about all time.
Yeah, all time.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, Agatha Christie was last century, I guess.
Right.
She was 20th century. Stephen King.
Look him up, man.
I'm looking him up.
Okay, but...
He's 72.
Okay, well, yeah, sure. But then when he was in his 20s, he was well into writing novels.
Yeah.
72. So that way it makes him what? Born when?
He was born 47.
47. So in the 70s, he would be
20. Oh, here we go doing
math
again.
With our math again.
Fucking our math brains.
Well, no, he would have been, what? Do the math.
50, 60. Yeah, he would have been 30 when he wrote The Stand. That's pretty good.
How does he find the time? Like, I know he's 72. How old is he?
72.
I know he's 72, but like, when does he find the time to write this shit? How many books has he written?
That's all he does is write books.
He's written so many books,
man. I know.
It's crazy.
61 novels.
That's too many, man.
6 nonfiction books, approximately 200 short stories, of which, Stand By Me, Shawshank Redemption
is one,
and The Shining are.
The Shining was a short
story. Oh, no, it wasn't. What's the other short story that's famous? Green Mile.
Green Mile is a short story?
Yeah. Yeah.
Stand By Me is so cool.
Yeah, Stand By Me. Did that have any ghosts in it? No, just a dead body.
So technically, yes, a ghost.
And Kiefer Sutherland.
So a snake.
What other? What?
Ace was his name.
Was it Ace? What other ghost movies do you have on there?
I have, okay, hold on a second.
I have on my list I've never seen. I have a really good one now.
I have Ghost, but you've never seen it.
I've got that.
I have
Talk about it if
The
you want.
Ring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Ring.
Dude, do you remember how fucking scary that
I've was? Only seen the American one. I didn't. Yeah. I haven't seen the Japanese one.
Well, I'm not talking about the Japanese one. Was there a Japanese
one? Yeah, that's what the American one's based on.
What was the other one that was like The Ring? There was another that was also based on a Japanese. It was about the same thing, like a girl in an apartment, Sarah Michelle Gellar.
I don't know.
I know, I don't fucking know. The Ring was pretty good though, man.
The Ring was scary.
Naomi Watts.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And they go...
She's underrated, I think.
Do you remember that scene in The Ring when the fucking horse goes crazy on the ferry?
Yeah, that's weird.
That was nuts, man.
I always think... I think about that scene whenever I get on a ferry. I don't know why now. I'll be like on the top deck. I'm like, what if a horse ran off this? What would that
goes
look like?
Goes berserk and just kills itself off the side.
So weird.
Okay, Gore Verbinski did The Ring, first and foremost.
All right, okay.
He's done some shit. Brian Cox, who I've worked with.
You've worked with Brian Cox?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Is he cool?
Nope. No, he's not.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to throw one out here. I'm going to side blind you here, man.
Okay, side blind me,
bro. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, side blinders.
And I know you've seen it. All dogs go to heaven.
Heaven guy. Dude, okay.
Ghost dogs.
Okay. First of all, loved it. Second of all, loved it. Third of all, I mean, I loved it.
Need we say more?
I loved it. Give it 5 fucking bones out of 5.
five chew toys out of five. Okay,
so good.
That's it. We can move on. I just wanted to.
I don't remember what it's about.
I just remember when I thought of that for some reason. I was just like, ghost movies. All dogs go to heaven. Wait, what?
Is the Brave Little Toaster a ghost movie? Because are they ghosts or what are they? Nobody knows. You had to walk away from the mic. I've never had that before.
No, I don't think there's never any ghosts in the Brave Little Toaster. The Brave Little Ghoster.
Okay, but I know you want to talk about Ghostbusters.
Well, yeah, I thought maybe we could save that for our
finale. We're going to get a lot of fucking heat about the ghost movies we didn't talk about.
Oh, I know. Well, there's a lot. Like, Maddie sent me some. She said The Conjuring is a good ghost movie.
Oh.
And The Haunted Mansion. I haven't seen it.
What was it again?
What are you doing?
There was something in The Conjuring where they fucking snap or clap.
I've never seen it, so yeah,
it was the clap.
How about this one? Have you seen The Frighteners?
I haven't.
Okay. But I'm going to talk about it for a minute because I think that might be my favorite ghost movie, like other than Ghostbusters.
Right.
Okay. It's a little known movie, but everyone needs to watch it.
Is it little known though?
Not a lot of people know about it. Whenever I bring it up, people don't know what it is. Peter Jackson.
Yeah.
Pre-Lord of the Rings. Pre-Lord of the Rings, sure. Peter Jackson, yeah. Okay? Michael J. Fox.
Is in it?
Is the lead.
No way.
Yes.
Pre-Parkinson's.
Yes.
Right.
Or possibly right on the cusp.
During, maybe.
What year is it?
Right now? 2019.
Oh, thank God. 1996, this movie came out.
Oh, okay. Kay. The Frighteners. I remember it. Yeah. I know of it. I just never saw it.
So Michael J. Fox plays a guy
who
can see ghosts for real.
Oh.
But he portrays himself as an exorcist in this small town.
Right.
And he's a total hack. Everyone knows him. Everyone hates him. But these people move into the town and he can talk to ghosts. So he recruits ghosts to go do poltergeist shit in people's homes. So they pay him to go and exorcise them out of the homes. So this is his weird racket. So right off the bat, such a quirky,
totally quirky
concept. Michael J. Fox is so good in it. He's funny. He's a dick, which is so unusual for him.
Well, if you've seen Doc Hollywood, then you would know. But
then a real apparition shows up, like an evil reaper type that's actually killing people.
Yeah, yeah.
So Michael J. Fox is the only one who can see it. So people start dying. So him and his ghost buddies have to like save the day. It's fucking great. It's great. It's weird, like weird, spooky, weird. Like it's so avant-garde, but it's funny. It's scary. The effects are really good because it's right on the beginning of CGI. So they push the boundaries a little bit.
Right.
With the CGI stuff. Like it looks really good.
I feel like when the CGI first became popular, they made a shit ton of ghost movies. Because
they were like, you know what I mean? It's all the movies we weren't able to do because the effects.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, and they just went crazy. Yeah. They're like,
But the effects they use on the ghosts themselves, like the people, they're actors, but they have like, they're semi-transparent. Yeah. it looks kind of cartoony, like on purpose, because they're like the good ghosts, you know? Anyway, if you got to check it out if you get a chance. It's super good.
Okay, but when you were talking about that movie, you mentioned a word, a poltergeist.
Correct.
And now that's one we need to talk about.
We do, because I saw that when I was a kid.
Dude, that's the best one ever made, I think.
Got it on my list.
Dude, it's the best ghost movie ever fucking made. It's on your list.
Boom.
There it is.
1982.
Okay.
Toby Hooper.
So, Toby Hooper, sort of dry. You know what's funny? I know the inside story of that show.
Of Poltergeist?
Maybe I should tell it. Maybe I shouldn't.
What's the inside story?
Well, Toby Hooper.
Something happened?
From what I heard, because I know Toby Hooper or knew him. Has he passed away now?
Greg T. Nelson.
Dude, exactly.
Coach.
Dauber is also in that movie.
No, it's all fucking coming together, man.
Okay, but
Toby Hooper? I don't know.
Toby Hooper started it.
He passed away 2 years ago.
That's too bad, because he's a really, really nice guy. Really, really great director.
Look at his horror film resume. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know, right? Dude, Toby Hooper's legendary, man. And so nice.
Wow. Like Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, he's just a Texas guy. He's just a small towner, you know?
Just quickly, Do you know the difference between a ghost and a poltergeist?
No.
A ghost is an apparition that you can see, and a poltergeist interacts with things. So when you have like...
Oh, like shit stuff moving around.
Moving around, and that's a poltergeist.
Which is why...
have powers to...
Poltergeist is such a good movie.
Yeah.
Because the, like, all the practical effects they did on it. So great.
That's the, okay, wait. I just want to make sure I have seen the right one. That's the one where he puts the dad, like, puts the daughter on the floor and it, like, she slides across the floor. Yeah.
And the fucking chairs being stacked in the kitchen.
Yes. Okay. That's the one.
And all that
I'm just making sure I didn't have it confused with Amity Horror Phil or whatever.
Okay. Because here's what I'm going to say about, here's the thing about horror movies, ghost movies, whatever you want to say. Anytime there is a small child in the movie,
Is extra terrifying.
Extra fucking terrifying. What is it about kids from the ages 2 to 6, possibly 7, that makes grown adults, if they say something out of the normal, out of the fucking, you know what I mean, realm of normalcy, why does it terrify us to no end, Clayton? To no fucking end. It scares the shit out of us.
It's a deeply psychological question you're asking.
It is. It actually
is. Because we feel, because all people have that natural instinct to care for a child of that age because they are still in that stage of helplessness. Maybe. Totally.
But then they say something, like if you had a kid.
And I have a story of my own childhood.
And they were like, Daddy, the man in the closet said to me that he wants me to kill you or whatever. You know what I mean? You'd be like, what? Like, you don't go, oh, you're just being silly. Like, you believe it, right? You're like, oh, shit, maybe there is that because the kid's too young. And, you know, they have, like, a connection to the fucking spirit world still. Maybe it's because they're so close to birth still.
Yeah, maybe.
Because we're closer to death now. Kids are, like, closer to birth.
Jesus, this is a dark episode.
Well, this is real life, man.
Did you hear that, everyone? You're close to death.
You're closer to death than you are to birth.
Yeah, that's true.
All the millennials out there are like, well, actually, I'm not.
Well, actually, studies show that. I read this on Vulture. But Poltergeist, fuck, scary.
So good, man.
In the end, does the house disappear?
Yeah, because
there's like a portal or something in.
Yeah, because they inside. Built it on Native First Nations, ground, we'll call it burial ground.
I mean, they don't say that in the movie, but we'll say that.
Yeah, we'll say it.
Because we're better.
Yeah. We're just in a different time, you know? That's all it is.
Isn't that the premise for a lot of ghost movies and horror movies?
That there's some in indigenous burial grounds?
Underneath
those. Or like an ancient tomb of sorts?
Yeah. Simpson spoofed that, didn't they? Remember that?
Yeah, so did Family Guy.
In Treehouse of Horror.
Remember in Family Guy when he had the
Homer, don't throw things in the portal.
Exactly. Craig T. Nelson was a god.
I remember watching that movie on TV. I must have been 6 because my sister was there and my dad. We were watching it as like a Sunday matinee.
Right.
And I remember the way I got around being scared was trying to figure out how they filmed it.
Yeah.
And making fun of it with my dad along the lines of Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Do you remember?
Because we used to watch that all the time.
So good. Guy, do you remember though how scared you used to be when you were a kid? Yeah. I was fucking scared. I was scared of Jason. I mean, this is next week's topic getting into. Yeah. I was scared of Freddy Krueger. But seriously, all those slot, like all that shit, I was terrified of all of it. There was some scary movies back then.
I was scared of aliens the most.
Do you remember a movie called The Gate? God, that's fucking obscure. No. That's an old school horror.
I'm not going to have much to say next week.
Yes, you will. Do your fucking, oh yes.
Do some research.
Exactly. Okay, but here's the thing. That girl, back to kids being terrifying.
That girl.
Yeah, that girl. She died. Like a couple of years, I believe, after the filming of that movie.
What?
Yes, man.
No. Look it up.
They're here. Iconic line.
Yeah, and then they're back.
They're back.
That's on the fucking poster, motherfucker.
But I think part of that story, though, that I didn't really finish was that I think Tobe Hooper started it, but I think he was under a lot of mental, stress on that show because it was a tough show to make.
On Poltergeist.
Yeah.
The first one.
Yes.
He only did the first one.
Yeah. And I believe that Spielberg stepped in.
Oh, really?
I believe. Toby still got the credit for it. But I believe was a behind Spielberg the scenes thing. It wasn't, as does a lot of these horror movies, man. Shit fucking goes wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. They're cursed.
And they're probably some of the hardest types of films to shoot, especially back then with all the practical effects and the blood and the makeup and.
Guy. Especially all in that house.
Especially the whole show if you've got a kid on set, right?
Yeah.
Like that just makes it even harder.
Yeah, I feel bad for Toby because he never really talked about Poltergeist, and I believe it was on account of that. But.
Well, it's a legendary film, still chilling audiences today.
Okay, do you have any other movies?
Guy, should we put a little cherry on the top of this cake and get right into fucking Who You Gonna Call? Okay. One of the most iconic films in the 80s.
Totally.
Possibly one of the most cult classic films of all time.
Yeah.
Franchise. Sure. Right?
Yeah.
Do we love it?
Of course.
I do.
I
like the second one. It's a little
dated,
more.
Though. Yeah, you like the second one more I've with always the purple liked, goo?
Yeah.
The river of goo?
The sewer slime. I've always liked the second one for some reason.
Really?
Yeah.
That is so unlike you.
I know, right? It's weird. Maybe if I haven't watched them back to back in a long time. So maybe if I watch, I might watch, like the first one better.
They're both a little dated.
Yeah.
They don't hold up. Sort of they hold up. Sort of. They do. I mean, they do. I'm being too hard. Some shows really fucking hold up though. Some.
But do you think someone who's like 18 watching the first Ghostbusters, do you think they'd be into it? Would the jokes be funny?
I don't know. I know. You know what? Bill Murray's funny.
Bill Murray's great.
Rick Moranis is fucking timeless.
You know what part I love the best with Bill Murray is when they go into Sigourney Weaver's apartment for the first time and he's like totally hitting on her and he goes up to the piano and he like tinkles the top keys. He goes, they hate that. I fucking love that line.
I love any of that part. He gets locked out of his apartment.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah, I'll call you back later or whatever. Fuck. It's such a good bit.
Oh, hey, Dana, I noticed that your TV was still on, so I put my TV on too so they wouldn't know that it was your apartment.
Dude.
The effects on that movie.
Again, a lot of practical, but a lot of bizarre. A lot of
puppets mixed with... that sort of, I don't know.
Superimposed.
Yeah,
stuff.
What do you call that? Like Star Wars did it a lot.
I don't know.
Where they layered, because it was all film. There was still no computers involved. It's like two
celluloids.
On top of each other.
Yeah.
And it's like a weird effect they don't do it anymore.
They don't.
There's something really classic about that look.
That would be a fun thing to do on a movie is just to make it completely old school.
Like shoot it on 35 mil and then do all the effects like the old fashioned way.
Models.
No one would ever green light it though because it'd be way too expensive because you'd have to get all that. Like back in the day, that stuff was all just set up because that's how you did effects, right? Where now you'd have to be like find those machines. Like
fucking untarp them and shit.
Have you seen pictures of how they did the models in Star Wars? It's like three... Yeah. Rolls of film that they film the film. It's like fucking so complicated.
Well, you know they used to do that. Okay, do you remember when you used to watch a movie on TV? Do you remember that?
So yeah.
And they would say this film has been changed, formatted.
Pan and scan.
Did you ever see how they did that?
Yeah, they just videotape the film.
A fucking screen.
On a rear projection.
That is some old school shit. I don't know, for anyone out there.
Dude, home videos were the same thing. For a really long time. Like when you went to Blockbuster in the 90s, a lot of that was just...
Was formatted. They would...
Videotaping a fucking film screen because there was no other way to do it.
Okay, for all you youngins out there. Fuck.
Like how fucking low tech is that?
Okay, so for all you young kids out there, back in the olden days, I'm talking old days, like 1995, okay?
So long ago.
There was this thing... These fucking ambulances.
They're coming to arrest us because we're an hour 10.
Dude, nobody will care. This is a ghost episode.
People have been begging for longer episodes.
There was this thing where you'd be watching. Okay, so movie screens, like, how do I even describe this?
So the aspect ratio.
Okay, yeah, so the aspect ratio.
You know how today most TVs are 16 by 9.
Yeah, so most, but for people who are dullards like myself, most TVs now are shaped like how the movie screens are in the theater.
They're a rectangle.
Yeah, they're a rectangle.
A wide rectangle.
So back in the olden days, 95, TVs were shaped like squares.
4 by 3.
4 by 3. So what they had to do was when they showed a movie in the theater, they would shoot it for the theater, theatrical release. Mm-hmm. Then they would fucking format it different for video and for when they released it on TV. And they would shoot a movie screen with a camera and they would sometimes pan the camera across the screen. Yeah. So you could see both actors talking. Yeah. And every time they did it, it would jar you.
It was like, so jarring. It would stick out like a sore thumb.
Yeah, it never really worked that well, did it?
But you look up, if you want more information, look up pan and scan.
Yeah.
Because that's what they used to call it. Because there was a big controversy because they used to do letterbox on video. Oh, do you remember that? Like kind of mid to late 90s. And then people would be mad because they'd be like, there's these black bars. People didn't understand, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they'd be like,
but they release it like that.
Yeah,
but it was an option.
People were mad because they got the letterbox version. I forgot
about fucking letterbox.
And they were like, there's a black bar on the top and the bottom of the screen. Why am I not seeing the full screen?
They'd return.
And then people would be like,
return their TV.
No, you are seeing the full screen because when you get pan and scan, you're actually not seeing the full screen. And people couldn't wrap their fucking heads around it.
That's so funny. They'd return their Sony Trinitrons. They'd be like, there's something wrong with this thing.
It's talking about ghosts, hey? The Sony Trinitron.
But Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
Who wrote it? It was Ivan Reitman, right?
No. I think Dan Aykroyd wrote it. Ivan Reitman directed
fucking
it.
Fucking Aykroyd, man. Classic.
Let me quickly look this up. Dan Aykroyd and Harold Ramis wrote it.
Well, we watched... What was that movie about Harold Ramis again?
Oh, Stupid and Futile Gesture.
So good.
Harold Ramis was a bit of a comedy savant, I think, back
in the
day. He
really was, man.
He was on SCTV with those guys sometimes. He wasn't always in there, but he featured on there. So that's how he knew a lot of those actors. Like, yeah, that's how he knew Bill Murray. Like, all those guys in the 70s and 80s were all hanging out. They all knew each other.
They were all doing blow and fucking...
And improv. Blow and improv. That's all it was.
Oh, man. I was thinking about that.
But Harold Ramis, I think, wrote and directed... Well, he directed Caddyshack.
Yeah.
Right? So there's your connection to Bill Murray. Anyway.
Caddyshack, is Caddyshack a ghost movie?
Did the gopher ever die? Did the gopher come back with wings and a halo and a little harp?
Apparently that gopher, nobody wanted it.
The puppet?
Yeah. Remember? It said that in that movie, didn't it? I have to rewatch that movie.
Did they fucking...
Because they didn't want that at all. That Harold Ramis didn't.
Oh, yeah. It was a studio note or something.
Yeah, they wanted this gopher to be in it. And it ended up being a successful movie with sequels.
Weird.
Right? So, but anyways, dude, Ghostbusters,
don't worry.
We're
going to talk about Caddyshack in our golf episode. Jesse Smith's going to be our special guest for that one. Ghostbusters.
Man.
It was a great movie. I mean, what can you say about Ghostbusters? Iconic.
The Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man itself, himself.
The Ecto-1.
Slimer.
That's the car, Slimer.
Slimer was like the ghost of the 90s or 80s, was he not?
Yeah.
Like everybody loves Slimer.
Slimer was the ghost that they were trying to catch in the first movie in the hotel.
Yeah.
And then he's eating the room service cart.
And then he was such a hit that when they made a Ghostbusters cartoon...
He was like a recurring...
He was a character.
He was like their dog, basically.
Exactly.
Slimer.
He's a sidekick.
He's also in the second movie when all the ghosts escape.
Is he purple?
No, he's green.
No, but in the second movie, was he purple?
No, he's green.
Fair enough.
Why would he be purple? Because the goo is purple?
Because the goo.
No, it didn't have anything to do with the goo.
Oh.
Because the city confiscates the Ghostbusters stuff and they shut down the containment vault.
Right.
And then all the ghosts explode
out of it. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then
they got to keep him in that thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When Rick Moranis goes to save the Ghostbusters, he gets all geared up and he goes to take the bus because he's a loser. Yeah. The Slimer is driving the bus.
Oh.
And he goes, oh, it's you. Do you have your license? Like, what a fucking weird movie. Slimer was a puppet.
What?
Yeah, and then that's what I was talking about. It's a puppet, and then they did the emulsion
over top.
What the fuck is that process called? Write
I don't
in,
know, man.
Write in and tell us because I'm not going to look it up.
You might. I think you will later.
Maybe.
When I leave, you're going to be like, what is that?
We should start doing that. Instead of looking things up, we should just be like, write in.
People won't, though, man.
No.
People don't.
Patrick did.
Patrick is a solid dude, though.
Shout out to Patrick, our new best friend.
Yeah, guy. Greetings from Canada.
Camera assist.
I wonder what that. I wonder what is going on down in Brazil. Probably some
cool like shit. What they're shooting.
Yeah,
probably another Marvel movie.
Why wouldn't they?
Well, got any more?
I don't. But should we wrap it up on we are at what time are we at? Holy fuck, an hour and 16, guys.
You get us going on ghosts, and here we fucking go. Yeah, I hope everyone has a safe and happy Halloween. Oh, I guess we'll talk to you before then.
Do you know what I was looking at the other day that has nothing to do with ghosts, but I was like, holy fuck, has this ever been completely forgotten about? And it was so big at one point.
What?
And like, if we say it on here, which we probably will, people will be like, what?
No fear?
No.
The Jerky Boys.
The Jerky Boys. Whatever fucking happened to that?
I don't know.
It was kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Probably. It's what happened. But do you remember how huge it was?
Yeah, but I never thought it was funny.
The prank calls.
It was like what was it? CDs first?
Yeah.
Audios, right?
And for everyone who doesn't know, there was these two guys that used to prank call people.
They'd record it.
Yeah, and they'd
record it. And a lot of it was really racist.
It was so racist and so sexist and so, it was terrible. Yeah. It wasn't good comedy. But then they made a movie about it.
What is that, like early 90s?
Yeah, I think so. Like 91, 92
yeah.
kind of zone. You've never seen Ghosts, though? I'm just looking at my list.
No.
It's pretty good.
Is it?
Kinda. I mean, it's got Swayze in it, so you can't,
that's
you know.
A classic Geordie review. It's so good, is it? Yeah, kinda.
I have never seen a ghost in my life, Clint, except for one time.
Except for once. But you'll never talk about it because you've never seen one. Except
I love
for that
this
one
picture
time.
On the ghost thing. They're like,
they're hardcore making out.
Should we recreate that picture?
No.
You're sure?
Well, maybe.
Exactly. Don't knock it till you try it, guys. It's fucking Patrick Swayze, Demi Moore making sweet, sweet love.
Okay. Well,
I would have. Okay, but maybe somebody can write in and tell us their thoughts about a millennial's review of
Ghost.
Ghost.
Maddie, looking at you.
It's quite good.
Maddie could be our millennial correspondent.
It's a little hokey. It's because, again, it's the effects thing, right?
Yeah.
They didn't really work out. They did when they did it practically and it did work, it was great. But when they put in the, you know, emulsion demons, whatever we're referring to them as.
The fucking magic box.
It wasn't
box.
Great. It wasn't good. Mm. I mean, it's okay.
Audiences back then were able to suspend their disbelief a lot more than they are now.
They were, yeah. And they know what I mean? And you know what? People weren't so opinionated either.
No.
Maybe they were, they just didn't,
they
it
just
was
didn't,
rude to talk about it.
They didn't have an internet to dump it all on.
No.
Anonymously.
What did people do back then? Like when they thought certain things? They just kind of said
they
it
wrote
once
in,
and that was that.
They wrote into the local paper. Okay, everybody. We're going to say goodbye and good night. Thanks to Dan for our spooky Halloween,
awesome Halloween
theme song.
Shit. Hey, and did Amanda do us a new Halloween?
No, I didn't ask her to. Should I have?
No.
She probably would.
She totally would.
It would just be like, what, vampire fangs and
pumpkins?
Pumpkins and lollipops.
Dude, what do you mean, what would it be? It would be, oh,
bats,
I forgot. Okay, next
chains.
Weekend I have to bring, I found this fucking candy, dude. Oh my God. I okay. found this candy bag that they sell at Save On Foods, okay?
Okay.
And it's like a fucking retro candy bag. Like, you know how the new ones, it's all like caramel and O. Henry and like these boring ass fucking candy. This one's got like dots and Tootsie Rolls.
No.
And like all this old school shit, rockets and stuff. I'm like, what is this horse shit?
Does it have the little, they're like little, those little caramels and they were in like the orange wrappers that like look like a pumpkin face?
Probably.
They were like no name. They had no.
They were bulk.
Yeah, like they had no other markings on them. So you didn't even know what the fuck it was. It was just like a blob of molasses.
Poor
basically.
Kids candy.
Yeah.
That's what they were.
That's what Halloween's all about, guy. It's about the bulk.
Okay, but next week we can talk about this more, but when you were a kid, did you guys... Because I grew up in a rural community.
Yeah.
Maybe we should save this for next
week. Okay, let's save
this. That's a cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger!
Okay, for all you guys out there. Yeah, okay.
Okay, thanks everybody.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Happy Halloween early. Ghosts.